Studio life on all levels. There's many ways you can record. You can record in a home studio.
Now, but it's about to start. Yes, here we are. What's good, everybody? Hits Digital Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Giant the R&B Bully, aka Andre Marcellus, aka Giant. Tonight, again, we got the great co-host, female, Sandy Sweet. What's good?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, 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 good in the hood. How are you?
I'm good.
So how was your day, man? Don't be sounding like you waiting on me. How was your day?
Oh, no, my day was excellent. And, you know, everybody got out and voted. The polls just closed a few minutes ago. And I'm hoping for the best, you know, hoping for the best.
I mean, is that something we really own, though? I mean, are you really concerned?
I am concerned. I'm very concerned because, listen, there are people out here hurting and dying. We got to stop this. We have to turn, you know, the Senate into the Democratic majority. We need to have that so we can do some good things for people. You know, we can't sit up underneath racist for so far, you know. Well, we just can't keep doing it. Mitch McConnell can't keep stepping on all the good stuff.
So I'm getting from you that in your spirit, you're for sure that this new establishment is going to bring change, is what you're saying.
Yes, I feel that it will be. Let me just tell you something. Anything is changed from this chaos that we have, okay? Anything is changed from this mess.
We
have to remain hopeful, because if we're not hopeful, then how are we going to, you know, stay alive, basically?
Real talk.
You know, we have to stay hopeful, and everything must change. Nothing remains the same. That's a fact.
Yeah, that is a fact.
Yep.
Well, we got a showrunner on the screen. Are you dating out of your league? So this is for single people. That's what this is for. This is for single people who are dating, you know, and trying to find their mate and, you know, and connect and be able to build. So that's why I'm asking the question, are you dating out of your league? Are you trying to attempt to date out of your league? Does that make sense, Sandy?
Well.
Because I got a story for you.
It happens. What's the story?
Okay. I knew this person like back in the day, and she was a decent looking girl. Mixed. She's a mixed girl. Ugh. And wait a minute. Why would you say, ugh?
Just go ahead. We had this dating of.
But why did you say that? Why did you say that, though? You made it like, yuck.
I made it like, are we going to talk the same talk we had the other day with the pedestal and the exotic?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, just for making
sure. But you just said, you just said yuck because I said she was mixed. This ain't got nothing to do with no race or nothing like that. Oh. This is how you dating out of your league.
Okay, I just want to make sure this ain't that same.
No, man, we're not doing that. We did that the other day.
Okay.
So my point is, okay, I'm just giving you a vision because it matters with why I'm saying, are you dating out of your league? Right. I say she's an average chick. She's mixed. She don't have no stripper body or none of that kind of thing. So she's just a regular, normal chick that, let's go into it. She got four kids and she's trying to date men that are like baller. Now, that's why I say, are you dating out of your league? Because does that baller really want to mess with her? No. No, don't be slow to answer. No.
So, if, okay, so why is he with her then?
No. That's who she wants to date.
Oh, she wants to date.
She wants to date people like that. She wants to date people that are a lot more further along in their life, even if she's not. So what I'm saying is, shouldn't everybody try to find a mate that they're equally yoked with?
I don't know. You just find whoever you like. I see a lot of things go down that, you know, people may feel that are unlikely. I have a friend that married a woman with 5 kids.
Right.
That did not belong to him.
Go on.
And they live happily ever after. You know, I was surprised by that, you know, but it's who you like, it's who you love, it's who you want to be. Can't nobody.
Okay. Know? Okay. Let me get to my real point here then.
Okay. What's your point?
My point is there. Look at Atlanta. Let's just say Georgia. Mm-hmm. This, even though this is like, I want to believe a worldwide thing, but let's just say Georgia. Mm-hmm. The ratio for men to women is almost 10 to 1. Okay. There's a lot of single women out here. Okay. And I believe that it's because they're not dating in their league. They want something better than who they are. That's my point.
Oh, but who's better than who? Ain't nobody better than nobody.
Man, get out of here. No, we ain't talking about as humans, Sandy. We ain't talking about as humans. Okay. You know I'm not saying it like a human being, but you know you can't come into a relationship with 5 kids, 2 baby daddies, and then try to get with somebody who's a doctor, got no kids, and he's still trying to go to school to be a scientist. It ain't making sense. Let's just keep it real. It's not making sense. Okay. So that's why I say that's dating out of your league. It's a real thing, and I think that's why so many women are by themselves, especially in Georgia. Especially.
You think?
Yes, absolutely, because this place has become some type of Black Hollywood thing. So now people that live not so great or kind of struggling, they got Benzes in their driveway trying to pretend like they somebody else. Mm-hmm. And then they're trying to shoot for these doctors and lawyers and ballers and rappers. You know that's what they do.
So they faking it.
Yes, they're doing exactly what it say on the screen. They're dating out of their league.
They're faking it. Okay.
That's what I mean. It's like, okay, if you, let's just say, you on a downtime right now. You getting your thing together. Yeah, you got a couple kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you work a regular job. Mm-hmm. And not saying that you don't deserve, a man that might have a whole lot more than you. But shouldn't you try? They don't even want to look at the guy that works the job and he's struggling, even though they're struggling. Yeah. That's my point. Even though they're struggling, they still want somebody doing better than them, and they think that's okay. Why not look at that guy that might not be visually or financially what you want, but what if he loves you? What if he really likes you?
Well, I know a lot of women that are involved with people that one might not think would be a match for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've done it before too, but FYI, that kind of creates a Frankenstein. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It really does. You're building your own monster when you do something like that sometimes. But
so that's what I'm saying. So I'm not saying it just from a man's point of view. I'm not doing that. I'm saying even from a woman's point of view.
Well,
you see what I'm saying? When you go down and say, okay, well, this guy ain't really what I'm looking for, and he all right, but he really into me. Why not date him? Because what you ultimately want is love, right?
I don't know. I don't know. You asking the wrong person, because I want to eat too and live good. You asking the wrong person.
Oh.
You asking the wrong person. But I'll just say this. you know, what you're really saying is that maybe people should lower their expectations.
No, not necessarily lower their expectations, but be open to love, because ultimately that's what you want. You want somebody to build with. So why not be open to that guy that's struggling like that female, or vice versa? Why not look to that person? But why are you always shooting for some rapper or somebody who got all this money that's going to fly you on trips and all of that, when you know you ain't been on a trip since Ike Hit Tina? I mean, come on.
That's so crazy. Well, I think, you know, I don't know. People really have a warped sense of what reality is, just to be honest with you, because a lot of people are looking, like you said, at the facade of what might be real. Now, I know a lot of, you know, entertainers that are living hand to mouth, okay? But people don't realize that. And so maybe people should just think about, yeah, maybe the guy that's working a 9-to-5, his income might be a little bit more steady than maybe somebody in entertainment right now when they're not working at all.
But that's all I'm saying, Sandy. See, now,
so your dude is going to work 9-to-5. So, you know, listen, it just depends on what people are trying to get. If people want to live alone because they're, and I am calling the expectations so high that nobody can meet them, that's what's going to happen. You know, that's what's going to happen. They're setting themselves up for loneliness and salty tears and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, people learn. But also, too, you have to be careful, because just like you might go and pick up somebody and try to settle with them or what have you, you're building a Frankenstein. Once they get to a certain point, and I'll say this, you know, I've gone out with somebody that my friends were like, what are you doing with him? And I built a Frankenstein. You get what I'm saying? He thought that he was that.
Because you made him feel like
it. I validated him. But he tried it. You get what I'm saying? He tried it. He tried it to see if it worked outside. And, you know, that's where that goes wrong. You know, look, you got to be careful, because you're building your own monster sometimes. That's all I'm saying. That's why I'm looking at it from that point.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then. What if that monster you're creating actually cares about you and is possible to keep it moving? Then
sometimes it is. But then sometimes, like I said, you might be creating something that's not there. You know, I've seen a lot of fly chicks with somebody like, oh, for real though, you know.
So did you really like him?
Oh yeah, I did. I wouldn't have wasted my time. And yes, let's take this back. This was way back in the day. I would not have wasted any time if I didn't, you know.
So respectfully, what happened there?
Like I said, he started believing hype. He thought that the way I felt about him, everybody else would. And he went to try it out. You know what I'm saying?
And it didn't work out, huh?
It didn't work out, you know.
Wow.
Maybe with the next girl, but I felt like, you know, don't believe everything that I've told you about yourself.
Wow.
That's how I feel about you. I don't know about the next
girl. You were misleading. You were very misleading. And whoever's watching now, as you guys come in, if you just
stop it.
You led him astray. You tricked him.
I did not. What I did was
they did.
I made him the man of my dreams.
Okay. You tricked him.
No, I didn't trick him. He tricked his own damn self.
How he tricked himself?
Tricked himself right out the house.
How did you do it?
I just told you.
Because he started feeling himself.
Yes, he
did. And why did he feel himself? Why did he feel himself? Because you pumped him up.
To be my man. I pumped him up.
Oh,
my man.
Oh, you pumped him up for him to be with you. But when he went out and tested, then you felt away? I mean, is that what you're saying?
I'm not going to say I felt away. I mean, you can't cheat on people, right? When you're in a relationship, right. You shouldn't. So right. That's all I'm saying.
Like, so that proves to my point, then you were dating out of your league. You went down to fly down to get him. And then when you pumped him up and he decided to go do some goofy shit, then it's like, hey, what did you expect?
He was out of his league. It was a come up for him.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
Maybe you shouldn't always do that. That's what I'm trying to get across to you, because you'll be creating a Frankenstein.
That's why I say date in your league. That's the whole point of what I'm saying. Don't date out of your league. Date in your league.
But you're
everybody.
But you're saying that women should look other places if they, you know, otherwise they'll be alone or what have you. So I'm
No.
What I heard you say.
No, here's what I said. Oh, look,
you saying bum should get bum?
Yeah. Yeah. respectfully. If you know that you're not a doctor or a lawyer and you work at Walmart and you got five kids, then take the guy that work at UPS. Take the guy that deliver the mail. Don't be trying to get nobody that's a baller when don't a baller want you and you at Walmart.
Don't sleep on them damn postal workers. Shit, they be making a ton of money, and then they got that good pension. Listen, don't do that.
You need to stop it, man.
No,
you really need to stop. What are you talking about?
Yes.
Let's go to another topic now, because you done made me mad with this shit. Yeah.
That's what I do.
Okay. So, what's up with this voting thing? Because you really into that. So, let's talk about that, man.
Well, I mean, we already talked about it a little bit, but I just really want everybody to vote. But also today, watching the news, cable news, they were bringing Jeezy on and Jermaine Dupri and saying how the rap community has helped Black people to get out and vote. Now, okay, so yeah, I guess they did. I don't know. But my whole thing is, why do white people always think that rappers motivate us to do something like that, like they're the leaders of the community?
Because to the youth, they're the biggest influencers. That's why.
Yeah, but the youth, you know, listen.
To you, it means nothing.
It means nothing.
But to the youth and the people and the youth that they're trying to get to vote in order to make change, those are the ones that have so much influence because they're in their ear all day long.
But I'm not
through their music.
Okay, but I'm talking universally, not just about the voting. Okay, so they spread the message. But I'm really talking about in general, when they're putting a message out or anything, they always want to have them tell us something, you know. Like
right.
George Floyd, they want to come up with all entertainers to tell people. Listen,
because they have influence. Because they know through them they're gonna gain some votes.
I'm not talking about just that. I'm talking about in general, any kind of situation, they want to bring them out. Like Black people just listen to what T.I. say.
Because they do.
Don't give a goddamn what T.I. say.
You don't.
I know a bunch of folks.
You don't.
I don't. I know a bunch of people who don't. T.I. ain't going to get me to nothing.
Yeah, me neither. But you got a whole bunch of people who say T.I. is rich. T.I. is successful. I got to listen to him.
And that's why people, see, that's the problem. See, people always looking at somebody's success and thinking that they're going to give them the right information. Why are we not looking at some other person? Why are we not listening to Reverend Al or somebody?
Reverend who?
Reverend Al Sharpton.
Ain't nobody listening to Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton been alone been around too long. Respectfully, nobody's listening to him. He's still got a perm to the back. His perm is still to the back.
Anybody listening to Van Jones, Don Lemon, who else we got? Okay.
But they're not fighting for the people, though. See, when these politicians go out and they're campaigning, they need somebody with the maximum influence. Why do you think Bernie Sanders went and got Cardi B? Because of her influence, because of the people. That's why, because of the people.
Listen,
he don't care nothing about Cardi B, and Cardi B don't care nothing about him. Let's just keep it real.
Listen, I'm just saying that. I just want them to understand that those are not necessarily the leaders that we always look to.
No, they're not. They shouldn't be, but that's all we got. Sports players, entertainers, actors. Well, that's all we got.
So we have other people too. We have
who?
We have people.
Who?
People. Who are you? People, where are you?
where are they? Because people don't care about nobody but people that they look up to, people that influence them.
God, I cannot.
That's it.
People, we need them.
We need some people.
I just can't, okay? But, all right, enough of that. That I'm just glad that tonight is the last day for voting, etc.
And yeah, me too.
Stuff can stop coming in my mailbox. People have been knocking on my door.
What? They've been calling me. They've been texting me all day.
Texting me, knocking on my door, calling my landline. Yes, I have a landline.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the way people think of people who have a landline in their house.
I'm not gonna tell you what they say.
That's none of my business. None of my business.
When your cell phone breaks or what have you, I'll still be
you and my grandmother are the only people I know got a landline.
That's right.
Maybe my auntie.
Me, granny, and auntie gonna be talking while y'all be trying to get a signal.
I'll be messed up.
Can't find your charger. Me and granny be talking.
Right. I need to get a landline, real talk on some serious stuff. But at the end of the day, I'm paying for too much now. I got like fucking 20 streaming services. I got all kind of goofy shit that I probably don't even need. That's why I ain't got no landline. I'm like, I'm not getting that.
Listen,
that don't make no sense. I'm not finna pay for that.
Get a bundle. You won't feel it.
A bundle?
Yeah. Get a
bundle. Oh. Okay.
But listen, the thing I
want to say, abundant.
Listen, guess what? Breaking news.
Breaking news on IG Live, people. Let me click this off first. On IG Live, I'm smoking a cigarette. But with you guys on YouTube, I'm just chilling with a cigar.
I can't believe you. But anyway, breaking news. Kim and Kanye are getting a divorce.
Well, listen. I'm sorry. No, I'm not going to say it. That's not right.
I know.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I am.
But he should have known. He should have known in the beginning. And see, that goes back to another show. I won't bring that up. Our last show. But he did the same thing we talked about in the last show.
Yeah.
He chose that demonstration and ended up ass high.
Okay, hey. So that was that. That just happened. And then that's it. I do want to say that for all our readers out there, people who read, you know, you read books, that Eric Jerome Dickey passed away.
Who's that?
An author, a black author. He wrote some really good books that we all, you know.
Do you know the titles of some so the people will know who he is so they can?
Yeah, he wrote Before We Were Wicked, a couple of other books. Genevieve. No, I have them on my
okay.
I was trying to read Genevieve.
Okay.
And a host of other books. So, you know, it's tragic to lose a black author at the age of 59, you know, before time. He wrote some really good. I've been reading these books forever. One of my favorites was Milk in My Coffee. I read that.
I think I heard of that.
Yeah, I read that on a plane from New York to LA, just in one sitting. And I happened to be acquainted with him. So he was a really a fantastic artist.
Well, rest in peace to him. Rest in peace.
Thank you. So I just wanted to mention that. And also, Wendy Williams documentary coming out on Lifetime. I saw the trailer today. Somebody sent me the trailer. I saw the trailer today. And, you know, it's called Wendy Williams, What a Mess.
Is she playing herself or is somebody else playing her?
Somebody else. So, you know, when you talk about appropriate titles. Okay. There you go. So.
It's real different.
Yeah.
Well, let me speak to the people. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a show that I'm putting together now. It's called Studio Life Atlanta. And it's showing the different ways that people record. So whether you're recording in a home studio in the hood, or whether you're recording in a decent studio or a high-level studio, and just the way the things go in there, like what happens and all the shenanigans and all of that. So we are casting for that. And the email address is on the screen. If you want to be involved in that, you can send in a picture, bio, and put attention, Studio Life Atlanta. The email address is hisdigitalaccess@gmail.com. So hit that up, and I'm going to shoot this clip back to them, Sandy, one time real fast so they can see it for those that just came in.
Studio Life. On all levels, there's many ways you can record. You can record in a home studio.
Okay, so that's just a quick clip so that you guys can get a feel for where it's going. And I have a super trailer that we're going to end up showing probably in another episode so you guys can see the artist that I have in there right now. Right now, I got an artist by the name of Deja Vu 504. She's in it. I got an R&B artist named Prevail. He's in it. He was supposed to actually, Sandy, be on tonight, but he couldn't get to a computer or some kind of technical difficulties he had.
He could have got on his live.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's true. Could have got on the line and think about that.
Here's your co-host, Jimmy got.
Jimmy got racks of steel in the streets.
He's
actually gorilla pimping right now.
What does that mean?
Gorilla pimping? You don't know?
No.
He's being respectfully, I say he's just spreading his royal oats, if that makes sense. He's here and he's there.
Where's the girlfriend?
Where's the girlfriends?
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's not totally settled in, I don't believe, but I don't want to put his business out there. But
yeah, I'm leaving that alone. Okay, Jimmy, come home when you get a chance.
But did you hear about this, though? And this is something I heard on the news, and this was from NBC. They say the vaccine, it can take up to 6 weeks for you to gain immunity.
Okay.
What you mean, okay? That's horrible. What are you talking about? 6 weeks? And that's just after the first. That's crazy. So that's like, why even go take the vaccine? I wouldn't take it because I still don't feel safe once I took it. Now I got to hide for 6 weeks still. The vaccine should work instantly after you get the second shot, at least. It's right?
Instant, no, bruh.
After the second shot?
March of 2020, you're going to hide a couple of more weeks, damn it.
No, come on, man. 6 weeks. Come on, man. You know that's not even right, man. They don't know enough to be taking no vaccine. Are you taking it?
I will take it when my time comes.
Cut it out. No, you won't.
I will. When my time comes, I'll take it.
Sandy, if you take that vaccine, don't do it.
Listen, you have to be informed. So I'm not telling everybody, like I said yesterday, if it's not for you, then it's not for you. Educate yourself and make a decision.
But there's only a certain amount of information we got. We know they came up with it in less than 12 months. And you really feel safe taking something like that? And in 2 years, you might grow feet out of your damn knees. You don't know what's going to happen.
Listen, these knees be hurting. I need a second pair of feet.
You crazy as hell.
I know. But by the time it comes around, by the time it comes around to us, I'm sure there'll be, you know, some other. They've got a whole bunch of people to get to before you get up in there. So don't, you know, They've got all the elderly. They've got a whole bunch of people that have pre-existing conditions, and they have the healthcare workers, new, you know, healthcare workers.
Respectfully, Sandy, I'm gonna say this. I understand all that, but at the end, here's what I look at. They didn't have a chance to really see the side effects. They tested a bunch of people, 30,000, 50,000, 100,000. But that don't mean that medicine or whatever vaccine they put in your body won't turn into something else 2-3 years from now. There's no facts to prove that. It's no science to prove that. So you're really taking a chance. Why not just build your immune system up and say screw the vaccine? Because that's what I'm going to do. I'd rather build my immune system up and be like, okay, screw that. I ain't taking that. Because guess what? Have you ever took a flu shot?
Have I had a flu shot? No.
Me neither. Ever.
But guess what?
And knock on wood, watch this. Knock on wood, I haven't had a cold flu in probably over 10 years.
Good for you.
Thank God.
I will say this, when your mom took you to the health clinic and got you that rubella shot.
Yeah, but that was back. I mean, everybody had to do it then. We got choices now, Sandy.
But back then, guess what? They knew only a fraction of what they know now.
And right, but they still don't know enough. My thing is they don't know enough.
I don't know. To each his own. I'm gonna say everybody do what they gotta do for themselves. That's how I'm put all this right there. Everybody.
All right, let me talk to the independent artist real fast. Let me talk to the independent artist real fast. Independent artists, we're gonna start doing a segment called "Bout to Blow." And this is specifically from you. You could be an R&B artist. You could be a country artist. It doesn't matter. We'll have you on the show, you know, and I'm thinking about doing something I think will be real special and different. I'm not going to talk about it right now, but once I do the first guest, then I'll let you know what that's going to be. But it's going to be really great. Something that's going to remind you of a versus. It will remind you of a versus. But yes, independent artists. Hit that hisdigitalaccess@gmail.com. Send in your info. Send in your music. If you got videos, send that. And get you on the show. You know what I'm saying? And this is for you. And just maybe, if I'm really, really feeling it, then maybe we'll move further. Maybe we'll give you a single deal or something. I don't know. But as long as it's fire, I mean, you never know. And also, we're going to start doing another segment, which my great co-host might not want to be involved in this, but it's going to be called Grown Man-ish.
I'm not being involved with your point
stuff. But that's what we're going to get on here and talk about Grown Man. Hopefully, Jimmy Gat Racks will be back on. And I have some other male guests on, you know, a few of my friends. You know, one of my friends lived on Positive K, so I might have him on. You know, I mean, I don't know. But also, we're in the process of about to get ready to shoot a short film, which is going to feel kind of like a movie. So who's ever watching, tell your friends if they think they can act, because you don't have to be done acted before. You just got to want to act, and it's workable. So that you can also send your stuff to hitsdigitalaccess@gmail.com. Hit us up about that and get you involved in that. So Sandy, you gonna try out for a role in the movie?
No, I'm not. I'm just a slate person. I will slate. Take one, take two.
Okay. Not be in the movie. Okay. Well, Sandy, you got something else? You want to shout somebody out? You want to shout out your IG and Facebook and all that good stuff? I'm gonna have it in the description, but I think you should tell them anyway.
Oh, at Sandy Sweet, SandieSweet. Oh, I want to shout out to Mace. Mace has got a church. Hey, Mace.
So, are you going to the church?
Listen. I didn't say anything about me going to church.
Wait a minute. Why are you always so defensive? You mentioned a man church and shouted him out. I just want to know, are you going to attend?
No, I shan't be attending. It's called At the Go Church. But shout out to me.
Shout out to what if you ain't even going? At least you should be like, yeah, I'm going to go one Sunday and see how it is. Why don't we go together? Why don't we just go together and sit in the front? No. We go together. We sit in the front because I need to see this. Because he had a church before. What happened to that church?
Was he just a visiting pastor?
I don't know.
Hey, I'm giving him big ups for having this church. I'm all for it.
Okay.
I'm all for it.
Okay.
This is a time when people need a church.
People need a church. We all need a church.
Listen, I'm sorry. I'm just feeling ultra silly today. But, you know.
It's all good.
Brand new year, blah, blah, blah. This, that, and the third.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, hope you had a good time. Us talking crazy, being silly today. But we should be back probably Friday night, maybe before then. So please tune in again. It's going to be some craziness. So Sandy Sweet, I think I'm going to give him a little taste of the clip again of Studio Life just to let it sink in. And maybe we'll get some people who want to actually get down. But Sandy, thank you for coming on, man. I appreciate you. You dealt with a bunch of mechanical issues and different stuff I was going through. So I appreciate that. But we getting it together, man. This all new to me. I normally don't be on no, you know, technical type stuff like this. So this is new to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm learning, Sandy. I'm learning, man. I'm learning this thing.
You're learning.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm play this, huh?
If all fails, reboot. Okay.
Yeah. Replug in and all that extra shit they be saying. Okay. Yeah. But So I'm going to play this clip, Sandy. You have a good evening. I'll speak with you sometime tomorrow. We'll chop it up. And thanks, man. I appreciate you coming on.
Jimmy, come home.
Good night. Good night.
Studio Life on all levels. There's many ways you can record. You can record in a home studio.